missile test launch. I'm Richard Jordan, Fox News. South Korea's military says North Korea test-fired at least one unidentified ballistic missile toward the sea. It's not clear how far the weapon flew. It is the latest in a streak of weapons demonstrations this year that U.S. and South Korean officials fear could result in a nuclear test explosion. A man in Wisconsin is accused of killing a former county judge.
Police say retired Juneau County Judge John Romer was, quote, targeted and killed at his home by the suspect. Authorities say the gunman had a bipartisan hit list of government officials. Those lawmakers include Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, and Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
Fox's John Scott. The suspect was found with what appears to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound and is in critical condition. Heavy rain leading to flooding in parts of South Florida after a tropical system pushed through.
We've had a lot of cars being towed out of this area. I met with a resident and he mentioned he's only seen it happen like this maybe a couple times a year. It's not a normal occurrence, but it's also not the first time. So we're seeing people come out the police department. They've been helping these cars get out.
Fox Weather's Brandy Campbell. A baby formula plant that was shut down is back up and running.
It's not a quick fix to the baby formula shortage. Abbott will start making Elicare formula today and says some of that will be available to customers as early as June 20th. That specialty brand was not part of the voluntary recall in mid-February. The company hasn't told us when it'll start making the two brands that were recalled. But once it does, Abbott says it could take up to 2 months before the product hits store shelves.
Fox Business Network's Grady Trimble. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Three Chinese astronauts are heading to space.
The three-person crew of the Shenzhou 4 team will spend 6 months on the country's space station, adding two lab modules to the main living space. The Tiangong space station launched in 2021 after China was excluded from the International Space Station because its space program is controlled by China's ruling Communist Party. The program launched its first astronaut into orbit in 2003. It has landed robot rovers on the moon and placed one on Mars last year. China has also returned lunar samples and has discussed a possible manned mission to the moon. The spaceship set to take off from the Gobi Desert Sunday morning. Samantha Liepman, Fox News.
A North Carolina father is sentenced to death in the murder of his teenage daughter. Union County prosecutors say 35-year-old Joshua Lee Burgess confessed to the 2019 killing and was also convicted of sex crimes. It's day three of Queen Elizabeth's Platinum Jubilee.
We just received footage of the Queen earlier in the year. She's petting horses, but she unfortunately will not be at one of the main events today, which is the Derby. So far this weekend, we've seen the Trooping of Color military parade, a flyover, a beacon lighting ceremony, and a church service. There's also a pageant tomorrow and a concert with performers who are just as excited. A lot of the streets here are closed for street parties. Stores and streets are decorated. People are still sending their well wishes and giving all of their respect to this monarch who has now led for 7 decades.
Fox's Alex Hogan. The actor known as the Marlboro Man has died. Brad Johnson appeared in the Marlboro cigarette spots. Johnson also starred in Steven Spielberg's film Always. This weekend, Johnson's agent said he died in February from complications of COVID-19. He is survived by his wife and his 8 children. I'm Richard Jordan, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.